And you hit that other button over there and hope for the best. Well done, well done. I think we might be working.
Hello, everybody.
I tell you, this is going to have to be one of the fastest PJ and Jim after show shows ever.
Why?
For two reasons. One is, I really should have gone to the wee before we started it.
Yes.
That's reason number one.
Oh, then, yeah.
And reason number two is the fact that we've already had an incident where the camera fell off the wall.
Jumped off the wall, so it did, yeah.
So, like, we are literally, I mean, this is, it's like, it's...
biding our time.
It's like one of those kind of thrillers, you know what I mean? Where the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
And anything could happen. There could be a massive, well, there won't be an explosion.
So we can guarantee that you'll see the first minute on Facebook. The rest of it, you may have to listen on audio. But we're hammering on through and hopefully we can get it all there, so.
Regardless. Anyway, welcome along, folks. We didn't do one last week because we weren't here.
No, we were, I was here. Jim decided to do it. Oh, no, I wasn't here. I beg your pardon.
Excuse me, yeah.
I was thinking of the Saturday CSI.
Blame me there.
Yeah. Well, actually, Jim was here. He did one of those ridiculous, stupid fucking things where he decided he was going to go on holiday in his house.
Yeah.
So, of course, he has had no holiday. In fact, you've done more work by being
actually,
at home than you could have ever done if you just...
There is no benefit. You know the way people say, just relax. I'm all for the idea of staycations and, you know, not necessarily going to the sun and all that sort of stuff. But when you literally, you know, see all the same people in your village or your town or your street.
And you, you maniac, you live with people, so you can't even bluff it. Not people, he lives with his missus, like, you know, you can't even bluff it.
Yeah.
And when you live with, especially when you live with a woman, and I don't give a shit what anyone says, if you live with a woman, you don't get to sit in your fat one when you have time off, because, like you said yourself, they look at it as an opportunity to catch up with all the shit that hasn't been getting done. So it's like, so you just sit in your arse and go, oh, take over that. I can't wait to overeat and do nothing but contemplate how I'm going to do a poo after lunch. And, you know, and have a load of Guinness or whatever it is. And then, of course, as soon as you're thinking that, it's like, right now, do you know what
Listen,
we need? Do you know
I need to catch up on the ironing. So will you do that thing there?
Yeah. You go out
that
now.
You've been putting off,
you know,
since
you know the way that bulb blew
teenager.
And you've been just going for a shit with a torch for the last 6 months. You're going to sort that out now. And you know the way there's been a crack in the bath. And right, and look at the hedge, it's outrageous. We're going to sort that out. Like, why? Why?
I'll tell you something.
I'm busy avoiding these things.
Ironically,
you know?
I'm going to put myself out there and say I've kind of gotten into my garden of late.
Have you?
I think old age is actually seeping in.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually,
now that he's approaching floor number six, he's just leaving.
Excuse me. I literally have only just... I'm only skinning my teeth into floor number
That's
five.
That's true, yeah. You're only barely on five.
But
I
have to say, it has hit me like a fucking ton of bricks.
Has it?
Oh.
What are you doing in the garden?
No, guys, I tell you what I did, right? I can't even believe I'm going to confess this. This is like... My God, I mean...
this is a huge confession.
This is a huge confession. I've actually watered my plants.
Pissed on them, like.
No. I actually got my hose out, steady, and watered my plants.
You did not?
I did. I know, PJ, you're shocked. I can tell by the look on your face.
It's
and your stunned silence.
It's Ireland. You just wait a couple of days. They water themselves.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Traditionally, I would have been exactly like that. I would have said exactly the same thing. I said, that's ludicrous. What are you saying? We're never that far away from rain. It's Ireland, for God's sake. That's what we do.
Yeah, they're not in a greenhouse.
We have two sets of weather. Rain and not raining.
Yeah.
That's basically the weather in Ireland. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's old age has seeped into me. And now I'm listening to people who say things like, oh, yeah, but that's, you know, that wouldn't be enough now. In heat like this.
Jesus Christ. You know,
I'm telling you.
You're getting
it's
into
it. Seeping in.
You're starting to water.
I thought it was bad enough. I thought the worst thing was when I got into the fourth floor.
Yeah.
And I first encountered what a draft was.
Oh, that's bad, yeah.
I thought that was bad. But I tell you, man, when you suddenly realise you're standing there on your patio.
Watering
your plants. And you suddenly think, my life is over.
I can't believe you have plants. What are you doing with plants? Unnecessary hardship.
This
I'm
is
walk.
The beginning of the end, PJ.
Outside of plants, outside the house.
Outside the house.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's bad enough.
I don't know who you
bad
are.
Enough killing plants inside your house.
Yeah.
But like, you know.
Jeez,
fighting
I don't
to keep them alive outside your house.
Next thing you'll be growing vegetables and all.
No, I did try that.
Oh, he's tried.
I did try it though, but that
he's
was more
tried.
That was less to do with old age. That was more trying to be like Mike. I wanted to be all tree huggy and, you know, grow your own and organic, and I was trying to save the world and all.
Ah, bollocks.
And then I realised that, feckin' hell, sure, I could barely save myself with what I grew. Jesus, I think I grew enough to make one dinner.
Yeah, that's the problem,
and
isn't
then it? Was gone.
When you realise how much work goes into a plate of dinner, you start thinking, I'm not doing this for all my dinners. I'd need 14 acres.
Just for me.
Just for me. Just to get. That doesn't even get.
Fucking hell, if I was feeding you, I'd need most of Munster.
Yeah, you know, you need a province, a whole provincial area for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all the farming.
Just out of curiosity, have you ever grown anything? Obviously,
yeah.
Bear in mind that
I grew
police,
a few piles at the back of my backside and I grew some warts on my fingers when
right,
I was young.
That's all right. I wasn't sure, just in case, you know.
But that's it, no.
The police could be monitoring this. I don't want to suddenly find out that you have very expensive lamps upstairs in your bedroom.
No, Jesus, no, I can't go near that shit at all. No, not at all. And I did try, I did have a weird period in my life where I was into bonsai trees. I had a few.
Fuck, I didn't know where you were going there for a minute.
Yeah.
A weird period in my life where I was into bondage. And then I used
I was into bonsai. And she used to come around and whip me around the house. Oh, is that
that
bonsai?
Was her name. Was it? Bonsai.
Yeah, bonsai. Jeez, she was great. Yeah. A madam, they called her. She was a madam with the whip of a monsieur.
Woo!
Woo. No, but I was
did
into
you seriously grow bonsai,
bonsai
trees?
Yeah, I bought a few of them and I was looking after them. And they take a lot of care now.
What?
Yeah, they do. They take a lot of care, yeah.
A bonsai tree?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you have to really look after
it. To me, a bonsai tree is the gardening equivalent of getting, like, you know, if you get your first dog.
Yeah.
And you literally go, now listen, no maintenance. Have you got a dog that doesn't need walking and knows how to go to the toilet? I mean, in an actual toilet.
No.
Not in the garden. I thought it was one of them, like, literally, you could stick a bonsai tree and if you forgot you even had it, it'd still grow.
Not at all. No, they die very quick. You have
it's
to really
stick.
Look after them. It's not a stick, it's a tree, you gobshin. It's a fucking tree, it's not
it
a stick.
It looks like a stick.
It looks like a tree, it's a miniature tree, it's an actual tree in a pot that you have to look after.
Unbelievable.
And you have to prune it constantly and you have to feed it and then water it on and water it to the right degree, because if you over-soak it, the roots will rot.
Jesus.
Why did you pick it to grow down? How dare you, it's a stick. Thousands of years of Japanese culture written off as a fucking stick in a pot. Jesus Christ, Jim.
Wait a second. So wait a second. I'm getting abuse for watering me plants.
Yeah, because that's an ancient thing to do.
And you fucking had a degree in trying to raise a stick into a tree.
It's not a fucking stick. Over the last time it was a tree. It's a miniature tree. A bonsai tree.
What possibly inspired you to do that?
I treed them. I was just...
You had three trees.
I did, yeah.
So you had nine. Unbelievable.
Yeah, the nine of trees. I got into them for a little bit. And then I went away on holidays and 2 weeks without looking after them was too much. And one of them held on for a little bit, but ultimately it was fucked. And that was the end. I never got into them again. But I liked them while I had them, yeah.
Did you talk to them at all?
No, but they did have names.
Because you didn't know the
Brendan,
language.
Brendan, Barry and Baz.
You didn't know the language.
I didn't know the language, yeah. I said, I don't
know.
Oh, look. Oh, don't mind it. I used to make that grunt at him. The money, boys. Buddy, buddy.
Yeah. And when you were looking after them, leave on, leave off.
Oh, no, it was just leave off. It was all leave off. Oh, too much leave off. There was a bit of that going on as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what were they called? Barry what?
There was Barry and Baz. Yeah, I know that. That's a ridiculous thing, yeah.
I thought it was three of them.
Yeah.
Barry.
I know, but Barry and Baz are the same name. So let's get that out of the way.
Right.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't even cop that.
Yeah.
Barry and Baz.
Barry and Baz is the same name, but there was two different trees. And they deserve.
I thought you had three trees.
I'm fucking, yeah, there's not a, there was Brendan, Barry and Baz.
Oh, Brendan.
But Barry and Baz.
Well, why didn't you mention Brendan?
I did, but I just wanted to, I knew you were going to pick me up on Barry and Baz being the same name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you really, I didn't care. You know what
right,
I mean?
Okay.
And the trees didn't care either.
No, to be fair.
They were Japanese.
They didn't even understand what you were saying.
Yeah, they were like, oh, my name is Yakamoto. Sushi Yakamoto. Sushi Yakamoto.
Was he the baddie in... No. Anyway.
I think we're definitely being racist now.
Obviously.
We don't mean to be. Let's get off this tack. Let's get off it. I love me trees, though.
So
at least I'm not like Jim, out watering his plants in the garden. He's like... He'd be making all faces at all the foreigners walking past his garden.
I'd be out there and kind of... The trouble is, like, you even realise... I mean, you have to realise how bad you are at something, right? Like, when... You know, talk about gardening and people having green fingers and all, and some people actually know names of plants and all.
Oh,
as
yeah,
opposed
very
to
good,
the
yeah.
yellow one. And
oh,
the,
they know the Latin and all.
And
yeah.
all that, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know you're bad at gardening when you're wondering how much water do you give it.
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you're thinking, you're standing, you're going, what was that long enough now?
Oh, jeez.
And then, wait another.
And then you ask advice in a garden centre and you can't understand the advice. Yeah. Come here, I have them. Yeah, they're like them ones there. Like that.
What do you mean they're like them ones? What, they're
like
same, similar colour?
See them yolks, see the yellow ones, right, with the blue circle in the middle of it. Of them, how much do you water them? And then you get, yeah, yeah. is it hibiscus myrtariscus or is it myrtariscus donibiscus? You're like, what? I didn't ask you what sort of biscuits you like.
Is there any Irish people here?
Yeah. What's that? I'm not talking about what you put in your food, mate. The yellow ones. Yeah. Yellow flowers. How much you want are yellow flowers?
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
Why can't it be like that? And then they go, why can't it be like colour by numbers?
And then they make
water by colour.
Yeah, yeah.
Watercolours. Watercolours. Perfect.
Yeah. And then what are you feeding them? What are you feeding them? Well, it's not full of burgers and chips now, is it? Clay dirt. Ground. I'm feeding them ground.
Ground.
Yeah, I'm feeding them ground. Yeah. Yeah, ground what? Ground. The fucking ground you walk on.
Yeah, I don't know what there's being in it.
I said, oh no, you can't.
There's some dog shit. I mean, does that help?
No, you have to know. There's prepper. I got some good plant food now if it's for those. They're like, what was it, the ones? Dandelions or whatever the fuck. No, they're wild out things. They're like dog piss daisies, aren't they?
Dan, imagine that. Imagine going into a garden
centre. Yeah, growing dandelions.
I go, those yellow ones. And I think we used to call them pissing the beds. Do you mean, you're not talking about dandelions, are you? Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
So what, how much do you water them?
How much do you water them?
They're weeds.
Yeah, I didn't ask how they were.
Don't start giving me your Latin shit. The kids, how much do you water them?
I need to get them strong enough so when the kids blow on them, they don't fall apart.
So, I mean, like, to be fair, I don't know if we show ourselves. I mean, we have to be talented at something. We've established we're shit at DIY.
I literally did establish that, but yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to start doing something where we're not acknowledging our failings so often. Do you know what I mean?
It's a problem is we've been trying that for a long time. And all we've done is found out a long line, a litany, a list of things that we are actually shit at.
Yeah.
And so at this stage, I'm just kind of, I have a whole new thing. I'm delighted that I'm shit at more things than anyone else. That's my new way of looking at
it. Maybe that's where we could go with this.
Are you shit at fishing? I'd say to people, they go, yeah. So I'm not as shit as I am.
Right. Yeah.
I guess how shit at fishing I am. Right? Honestly, have a guess. Have a guess how shit at fishing I am. Seriously. Yeah, I fell into the water. Yeah. No. Bet you never do that. No, you fucking idiot. Right? How are you shit at gardening? You're not as shit at gardening as me. Yeah. No, you're not. You're not. You know how? Because I thought you fed the plants by doing a poo into the flower bed yourself. So there you go. So I'm shit at it, didn't you? So my aim now was to be literally the bottom of as many fields as possible.
Because to be fair,
and therefore being the best.
In terms of, say, being famous, or not even, being, you know, people knowing your name or people being aware of you, it is only either the absolute top of the tree or the absolute fucking bottom.
Yeah, you go
when
you're the ego.
When you're so bad.
When you're so bad, you're fat. You're celebrating.
People talk about you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Yeah. A lot of difference between those two.
And Eddie the Eagle, he was shit at skiing, but only skiing. Eric the Eel was shit at swimming, but only swimming.
Eric the Eel?
Yeah, do you remember Eric the Eel?
No.
He was in the Olympics there. Oh, it's like, oh, you're going back a long time now, maybe 15 years or something. But he was the Eddie the Eagle of swimming.
Right.
So he grew up in a part of Africa where there's no swimming pools. He had to learn how to swim in this crocodile-infested fucking lagoon.
Well, how come he didn't win every bleeding medal there was? Well, because he's away from a crocodile.
Because they're not wide enough. You haven't got the length. So he goes to the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
And he's at the pool, and of course, he's never swam 50 metres before. He's at the fucking Olympics doing his first 50 metres.
To be honest with you, I'd say that was nothing of the sort. It was down to the psychology of it. He was literally there going, there's not a fucking alligator in sight here. I'm not going to fucking kill myself here.
Yeah, well, you think so.
That's what he should have
done. He very nearly did.
His trainer should have fucking had one, released one when the man went, fired the gun, opened the hatch, out comes the croc, Eric the Eel, shoom, speedboat.
Yeah. It actually might have done him better because he nearly died in the Olympics.
What?
Yeah, but that's the whole thing.
Don't say he nearly drowned.
He did. Here's the whole story.
Somebody taking part in swimming in the Olympics.
He had a close call.
Drowned.
Yeah, he sank in the pool. He sank in the pool.
Can I just point out, I am not laughing at the possible death, the potential death of any individual.
He is.
I am laughing that PJ is telling me a story about somebody who made it to the Olympics as a swimmer, almost drowning in the pool
so
in a race.
He got to the heat, right? And the only way to qualify out of the heat was to finish in the top three, right? There was no chance. The only reason he got to where he was is because his country had no other swimmers. He was literally the only swimmer. And the Olympic committee, they needed to try and break into water sport. So they chose Eric, because he was the only fucker that they knew who knew how to swim. And he'd never been in a pool. So they sent him, and then they put him up in the heat. And of course they thought, look, if he does a length and he gets out, grand, we're here. All the others got done on false starts. He was the last person. So the only thing you had to do into the to get into the proper Olympic Games, into the final rounds, was finish. And he jumps in. The gun goes. And it's still to this day the longest length swam in the history of Olympic sport. And the holy pro- and he nearly didn't fucking make it. He sank in the pool. He got one length and he had to get back to the starter's end.
Another one.
And halfway back you can see he's going real slow. And then his legs stop kicking, right? And it, and all the audience now, they know what's going on. So the audience, the entire Olympic like arena are like, come on, Eric! Come on, Eric, you mad bollocks! Come on! And he sinks. He fucking sinks. And it was like, oh. And then you just see, and he has a second wind. He gets a second wind.
They haven't made a movie about that.
Oh, I don't know. I'd say they will eventually. If they did Eddie the Eagle. And he gets to the end of the pool and Eric the Eagle qualified.
Oh,
he was in the Olympics.
God.
And yeah,
we should have an altar to
you
that
have
man.
To see the footage. The footage is incredible.
That's what we need. We need more of these people to make us feel better.
Epic
we need
failures, yeah.
Exactly. Glorious failures.
Yeah.
That's where our future lies, PJ.
Yeah, it does, yeah, for
these,
sure.
These should be our heroes. Eric the Eagle. Fucking Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah, all these people, yeah. That's soon, that if you
that's
try...
It. We could make it to the pantheon of the greats.
And it's much more realistic goal. Because you know the way you say, you too, if you try hard enough and work hard, can achieve and be the top.
Lies.
Now it's much better to do it this way. It's a much more realistic and much more genuine and much more acerbic inner goal to say, you too, if you try hard enough, if you work long enough, if you put your heart and soul, if you believe hard enough, you too can be so fucking shit at something, you'll be on the telly.
Exactly.
And maybe win an award in sportsmanship.
What else is there to do?
Yeah,
what other
right.
achievements is worth it?
Nothing.
It's be
brilliant.
On the telly because you're the shittest yeah. at anything.
It's my dream in life to have somebody stand there with a golden shit and say, I want to welcome to the stage.
Yeah.
The shittiest.
Ladies and gentlemen, the nominations for the Golden Pool. Yeah. PJ Gallagher.
PJ Gallagher for gardening, DIY, home services, and friendship. And ladies and gentlemen, the shittest person we know, PJ Gallagher.
Oh,
he just come
that's
out with
it.
Thank you very
it,
much.
Man. We have found our new calling. We
yeah,
have found
you.
Our calling. Take that, ladies and gentlemen of Ireland. Take that, and indeed the world. Yes, indeed the world. I forgot we were on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the world, indeed. And take that and make that your new goal today.
Damn
go
right.
forth and be absolutely shit at something.
You can be the best. You can be shit. You can be nothing at all. And I'm going with shit every time.